Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host, your soul care guide. You're going to renew your spirit, and you're going to learn simple way that you can shed some of that stress you're carrying. We're in the middle of a wonderful holiday series about exploring different stressors and triggers as we step into the holidays. I want to ask you, friend, how are you doing as we step into Thanksgiving this week? We've been exploring different triggers that may elevate our stress, but we're also sharing soul care tips, simple ways that you can lower your stress. And today I have a special guest. When I was in the hospital,
well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Just a few days ago, I was in the hospital taking care of a procedure that I've been putting off. I'm going to share what that is and who I met. We talked about letting go of guilt and expectations and anxiety we experience as introverts in episode 48 last week. And we jump-started our series by talking about overcoming family tensions and lowering negative holiday stress. And for both of these wonderful episodes, I had special guests. So make sure you go back and listen if you didn't catch them. And I know you're going to be empowered. Today, we're going to be talking about something practical we can do when you feel overwhelmed with anxiety. You know, because when we step into uncertainty situations, maybe you're stressed about all you need to do this week, or relationships that you're going to be confronted with, some friction, or maybe just the logistics of things you need to do to prepare. And of course, even though it's the holidays, our everyday lives, the things that we face challenges for, our family, our work, our finances, those things don't disappear. So it can add to our stress. Here's the good news. God knows we go through stressful situations, and He has ways, the way He wired our bodies, He has ways that we can lower the stress in our body, our emotions. And I'm going to be here to help you. I have a special treat for you. I'm going to be leading a private Facebook group where I'm going to lead you 4 sessions through the Breathe Stressless Holiday Wellness Retreat. Quick way to put it is the Breathe Holiday Wellness Retreat. I'm going to be going through 4 weeks to follow Advent. Advent, we're going to look at how to have more hope, add more peace, more joy, and more of God's love into our holiday. It makes all the difference when we can take time out to be with one another. And as your soul care guide, I'm going to inject more of God's promises. I'm going to be live with you. You can watch it on replay. And most importantly, we'll have community support. What that means is I want to hear from you. We want to hear from each other. What are things that you're going through? We can encourage each other. And second, what are things that you have found helpful, helping us explore different tips that help us lower stress and anxiety? Okay, so how do you sign up for it? It's free. It's my special gift to you at thebonniegray.com/breathe. It's very easy to remember, thebonniegray.com/breathe. It's my gift to you when you pre-order my new book. It just got announced. It's called Breathe, 21 ways to stress less and transform chaos to calm. I am just shouting the name. I'm so excited. It's called Breathe Because I Wrote It for Our Community. It's my fourth book, and I spent a year writing it because I'm just so encouraged by this community. Many of you have shared with me how this has really impacted your lives to draw you closer to God and experience more freedom to break free from stress and anxiety. So I wanted to write a book, and it tackles four different areas of stress: spiritual wellness, emotional wellness, physical wellness, and social wellness. So let's explore it together. I also have a free Bible study I'll be launching at the new year. If you pre-order this book as a Christmas book, a Christmas gift for yourself and your friends, you'll also be signed up for a Breathe Bible study where I tackle these four areas of wellness. And so start off the new year with God's promises, his scripture, his words, and soul care tips, actions that you'll be able to take to start a new year off taking better care of yourself. So I'm so excited. You know, I want to be live with you because here you get to hear my encouragement, but I just want it to be interactive, you and me and our community. So go to thebonniegray.com/breathe. It's a great Christmas gift, and this holiday stressless bonus gift is only making it available starting now, early Black Friday special. So buy copies for your friends so that they can take better care of themselves, and you can all join together in this Advent wellness retreat and be ready for the new year for the Bible study. So go to thebonniegray.com/breathe to sign up today. Well, friends, today I have a very special guest on our podcast. I met this friend when I was in the hospital. Yes, he was a nurse, and I was there waiting to get a colonoscopy. I know, for those of you who haven't done it yet and need to do it, I understand the anxiety and the resistance to wanting to go in and actually get this procedure done, but it's important for our health. I'd been avoiding it, especially during the pandemic and after the pandemic, just all of life that needed transitioned back into, I decided I finally needed to take care of it. And so when I was there, I actually was very anxious. I was very nervous, and I was starting to experience high levels of anxiety, so much so that I felt like my heart rate was just increasing so much because of the uncertainty of the procedure. For me, I knew that I was safe. I knew that it was in doctors' good hands. But, you know, sometimes our anxiety takes over. Well, as I was telling the nurse that I was starting to experience a lot of anxiety and that I had had panic attacks in the past, I wanted to ask him questions about the procedure and hoping that that would help me to return calm to my body. What this nurse did instead was to not only provide me with information, he started to encourage me to breathe. And in fact, he helped me to focus on my breathing. So I want you to listen in on what he said to encourage me.
So you force your body to go in this relaxed state, right? So you take a nice, slow, deep breath. But as you're breathing out, you slowly just count down, right? So they say count, breathe all the way up. When you take a nice, deep breath, you hold it for a little bit, and then you slowly breathe out. This forces your heart to relax a little bit, so your anxiety level kind of helps decreases. Mm-hmm. So if your heart's still beating quickly,
yeah,
you're forcing yourself to breathe slowly. You learn how to breathe properly, you force your heart to slow down.
Okay. And then you said, like, how I imagine Jesus holding my hand.
You imagine yourself in a good place, mm-hmm, in a state where you're nice and relaxed.
Yeah.
While you're doing the slow, deep breathing.
Okay.
This is like a grounding technique for you.
Okay, that's
same
wonderful.
Thing as imagining yourself, like, in a nice field of flowers, mm-hmm, and stuff like that, or by the beach. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, even though I knew about breath work, you know, when you're in the moment of feeling anxiety and your fears are starting to escalate, we all need a friend to encourage us. We all need somebody to be that voice of encouragement to remind us of the importance of breathing and breath work. So I started to share with him, you know, actually, in fact, I was somebody who had healed from childhood trauma and in fact has healed from PTSD. And so once I was able to share that with him, because I want to show my appreciation for his encouragement, he started to share with me his own story a little bit, because I asked him, gosh, it's so wonderful. You're so kind. You're so patient, encouraging about breath work. What has influenced you to be so encouraging? And here's what he said.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
So you go through like trauma, right? So for me, it was like combat. So when you come out of the trauma, there's some things in life that you'll experience will trigger it. They call that triggering factor. So then you're not even thinking about it, but all of a sudden you're anxious, you're having anxiety, you don't know what's going on. Your heart is racing, your mind is nonstop thinking about the random stuff.
Yeah.
But over time, you learn to recognize what triggers and what factors you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more it occurs, mm-hmm. the more you learn to recognize those factors.
Mm-hmm.
And then you because you're recognizing that you're in a safe place, your anxiety level goes down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the more it occurs, the more experience you have with it, the more you're able to control it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it starts off just by doing something as like breathing.
You know?
Or having something that makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
So, for instance, some people will have, like, their children's toys reminds them of certain things.
Oh, wow.
Or a picture, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You have a good memory in your in your head. You have a good picture or whatever. It reminds you of something.
Yeah.
So that puts you in a happy place.
Yeah.
So sometimes even just having that picture, you know, just to look at the picture while you're having the anxiety issue, look at that picture and then think about the happy place, and then that'll decrease your pain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you experience it, but again, it takes practice over time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So learn how to breathe, learn how to control it, because if you don't control it, you know, it takes over after a while.
That's
not good.
Yeah.
People around you get affected besides yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're good.
So when I found out that Mark, the name of the nurse, was actually a veteran, I just felt so grateful. Grateful for his time, his care, and also grateful to God that he placed Mark on my path, knowing that I needed that encouragement in this moment that I felt anxious. So I just wanted to share a word of gratitude with him. And so there's never a time expiration to thank our veterans for their service and all the experiences that they have gone through that we do not know. And yet for those of us who are close to them, we just want to say thank you and even ask their story. And those that even we may not even know so well, but perhaps they're in your circle of influence, still ask. And take the time to thank them for their service, because it's so powerful to hear someone's story and to also share our appreciation and gratitude. And so that's what I did. I asked Mark to tell me about his service in the military and to share my words of gratitude with him.
Hey, so Mark, what did you do in the military?
I'm a combat engineer. Yeah, we build bases, tear down bases and stuff like that. Yeah. Do convoys with the Army. Yeah. But I was in the Air Force.
How long did you serve?
8 years.
Well, we just want to thank you for your service.
Thanks.
I think it's all the important things that happen behind the scenes and taking care of all the work. We appreciate you. So thank you for being part of my day and helping me on my journey.
You take care.
Well, friends, you can hear in my voice Towards the end of our conversation, I was getting tired as I was lying there on the hospital gurney waiting for my turn to be wheeled into the procedure, spending time with Mark, even though my voice showed that I was physically tired, but my spirit was renewed and refreshed. And so each of us, as we head into this Thanksgiving week, however things appear, however we're feeling, God is with us and His love will refresh us. I just want to send us off into your day or rest into your evening with today's beautiful scripture, Jeremiah 31 verse 25. And it's the theme verse for the book that I have written for you in Breathe, 21 ways to stress less and transform chaos to calm. It's in Jeremiah 31, 25. I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. The New Living Translation tells us, for I have given rest to the weary and joy to the sorrowing. And my favorite version for this promise is from the English Standard Version. For I will satisfy the weary soul, and every languishing soul I will replenish. Dear friend, I so much wish I could sit down with a cup of warm tea with you so that I can remind you that no matter how this week or whatever you're stepping into for Thanksgiving, this is one thing we can give thanks to. God will satisfy our weary soul, and every languishing soul God will replenish. And that is a beautiful hope that we can rest into. So friend, where are you longing for God's loving touch on your heart? What area are you longing for Him to lift you up? Dear Jesus, help me to let go when my plans don't line up with what I want them to be today or this week. And when I feel things are falling out of control, give me courage to follow your lead ahead, because you see beyond my flaws and you call me beloved. Let your gentle voice be my guide today. Let the pleasure of your love set me free. Thank you for loving me. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me. I am so grateful for you. I want you to sign up for the free 4-week stress-less holiday wellness retreat. And we're going to step through the 4 weeks of Advent together. I'm going to be your soul care guide. I'll be live with you in every session. We'll have community support and you can listen on replay if you miss it. And remember, you also get the free Bible study that we kick off in the new year so that you can take better care of yourself in the new year with God's peace and practical soul tips. We'll practice together and help one another. So sign up at thebonniegray.com/breathe. Really easy to remember, thebonniegray.com/breathe. We're starting December 1st next week. So make sure you're signed up at thebonniegray.com/breathe. Next week, we're going to start with Advent week one. So invite your friends and help them to stress less throughout the holidays as well. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.